Okay. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Sandy Show. What's happening? How you doing? Ready to go? I'm ready to go. Trisha's her surly self over there.
I am in a fine mood today. Why are you saying that?
I don't know, because you just looked at me like, ugh.
Yeah.
You know that look every wife has for their husband when they're just tired of them? That's the look that I get a lot. I always think about, like, every girl says they want their boyfriend to be funny. Well, somewhere out there, Chris Rock's wife is like, he's not funny.
He's not married anymore. She divorced him. You
know, Chappelle's wife is like, he's not funny. You know what I'm saying?
She's wrong. Dave Chappelle's funny.
I know, but she's heard them all.
Right.
You know what I mean? She probably heard him a long time ago, and it's like, oh, I'm just tired of him. Can't you be more serious, Dave? That's probably what she says.
Probably. It's just, I feel like there's a lot of eye rolling.
Probably, yes. Well, my name's Sandy. Thank you very much for being with us wherever you are and however you are listening. From sea to shining sea, this is Trisha.
Hi, friends.
You can find us on Instagram at The Sandy Show Official. Facebook's at The Sandy Show Radio. Why don't you get us kicked off? Get us started with the first thing that made you laugh.
My wife said something about her jeans being too tight while we were driving on a dirt road, and now we're nominated for a country music award.
I thought I'd heard all the country music jokes.
Nope.
Oh, speaking of that, coming up a little bit later on in the show, someone did an AI version of Beyonce's single.
Oh.
And made it sound like Hank Williams Sr. singing it.
Oh.
It's pretty amazing.
Is it good? Do you like it?
I mean, I was never a huge Hank Williams Sr.
fan. It's a very specific sound.
Yes. I was never a big fan of that sound, but it sounds just like Hank Williams Sr. I'll tell you that. We got that coming up for you just a little bit. I feel like, oh, you mentioned jeans. I saw a headline, didn't read the article, like 99% of the world.
Mm-hmm.
And it said, so long, skinny jeans. See you in the next cycle.
Oh, no. Are they on their way out?
Yeah. I mean,
I'm in based big on
that's,
trouble.
That's the conclusion I drew from that headline.
Yeah. I got to check safe into assumption. That. Because, I mean, I got plenty of pairs of skinny jeans and jeggings, which is embarrassing to say that word.
Guys, I don't mean to brag, but my wife, who I've been married to for 15 years and together for 20, can still wear the same jeans from our first date.
Yep.
That was a big flex.
That's
your biggest flex.
That's my biggest flex lately. Is that bad that's my flex, my jeans?
No. I mean, that's a flex for... Kind of a flex for me, too.
I mean, it took you're taking credit for my flex.
Well, I mean, it's a flex that my wife can still wear the jeans from 20 years ago.
That was when I was in the middle of my weight loss journey.
Yeah. Your journey.
I'm going to let you know that I've strayed from the main path a little bit.
Yeah.
I don't know if I could today put them on. I could put them on. They wouldn't be as comfortable as they were like 4 months ago when I put them on.
Maybe that'll be your goal because your journey has kind of started again.
Oh, yeah. No, I've got 1 foot back on the path.
Isn't it kind of nice to know what you have to do?
Oh, yeah. I know exactly what I need to do.
Right. So that's a big part of the battle. It's like, what do I do?
Trying to figure out, like, because there's so many different things that you can do, but I got my little routine down. I know what exercises I like and... Yeah.
And I know when the door is shut not
don't
to go in
because
she's in there tie-bowing.
And nobody sees me tie-bowing. Nobody has ever, ever seen me doing tie-bow.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, the Billy Blanks tie-bow from the 90s.
And if y'all want to be snooty about tie-bow and be like, psh, she's ridiculous. Try it.
Yeah.
Just the 20-minute one. Oh, my gosh.
She always, at some point, she goes like, I let you go, Billy Blanks.
Oh, no. I thought I was... like 6 months ago when I was in really good shape, I was like, you know what? I'm going to stray from my little 24 minute one. There's from beginning to end. The one I always do for years is 24 minutes. And I was like, I'm pretty fit. I'm going to kick it up a notch. I went to a 29 minute one.
Yeah.
I had to let him go on without me. It almost killed me. I was like, leave me here, Billy. Keep going.
Oh, wow. That's pretty good though.
It's really hard.
We're also going to play The Feud today. We've got the story we love coming up on 103.1 Austin's 80s station. The Sandy Show is brought to you by Our Bank. Count on Our Bank to meet your business or personal financial needs. Explore their services at www.r.bank. Member FDIC. Trisha's got the story we love coming up in just a sec. What you got?
All right. We got to talk about OJ.
Yeah, the juice.
Yep.
All right, we've got that just in just a moment. It'll be tough to say anything nice, I'll tell you. You know, the thumper rule is going to be hard to apply.
Let's just say I'm not going to put my rip on him.
No, I won't.
I'm not going to wish him a rip.
No, I'm not either. That's coming up in just a second. Of course, a lot of the TV watching going on during the afternoons at the office today with the Masters.
Yeah.
Being able to watch it on your computers and on your phone might be the greatest thing in the world. It really is. I'm excited. I'm actually playing golf on Sunday.
What?
Yeah, I'm playing Sunday morning with my old roommate, Phil.
Really?
And then going to his new house to watch the final round of the Masters. Had I not told you?
Nope, didn't tell me any of that.
Sorry about that.
I mean, that's fine with me.
That's my plan.
All right.
Should be fun.
So I get to hear you. We love. Do you complain about your shoulder being sore next week?
Yeah, of course.
Awesome. Of course. All right, let's talk about O.J. Simpson. Died yesterday of prostate cancer. I just think that that's really all we need to say about that.
Died. O.J., 76.
76 years old.
Acquitted of double homicide.
Double homicide back in the 90s. He died owing more than $100 million to the families of Ron Goldman and Nicole Brown. And the families are pledging to go after his estate beyond his death.
Yeah.
$100 million ballooned with interest. It wasn't $100 million, the judgment, but he paid practically nothing. $133,000 is all the payments he made since 1997.
Yeah, he went to Florida so he could be protected under the laws there.
Yeah,
for that. But the OJ thing is something that if you are old enough to be of an age where you remember things, that's one of the things in my life that I remember exactly where I was. Mm-hmm. And I was in my apartment in Syracuse, New York, and I was watching it on CNN, and I couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
I was drinking a Blabatt's Black.
Oh, that's weird. Beer.
I know.
But the slow Bronco chase.
I'm talking about the day they said not guilty.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. I know exactly. I was working in a law firm, and the law firm shut down. It was like early evening when they announced it, and all the attorneys were standing there watching and just...
It was
blown away.
And what was so weird is that it was so shocking for part of the country that he was acquitted and not for another part of it. It was the weirdest time back then.
The
Bronco chase. I remember I was on the air when that was going on.
Really?
I used to work nights. It happened in the evening.
Yeah.
The Bronco chase. And I remember put my head into the newsroom back when radio stations had newsrooms.
A newsroom.
And watching it with one of the news anchors. It was
wild. I remember watching it so slow. All the police cars behind it on the highway that had been cleared. The verdict, just awful. I mean, just awful. The whole thing was just crazy.
Try that nonsense in Texas. But anyway, did you see what Caitlyn Jenner tweeted?
No, what?
Two words.
What?
Good riddance. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good riddance.
Do you know the movie Ghost?
Sure.
Okay. Do you remember when the bad guy died in Ghost and all of the black shadowy figures came up and grabbed him and dragged him screaming into hell, I guess?
Yeah.
That's the first thing that popped into my mind.
Yeah, that's a great thought.
Yeah.
If that happened, that's probably...
Yeah.
Juice.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Let me ask last question on this. Do you think that a person, let's say OJ, for example, can mentally convince themselves that they didn't do it and live their life as if you do believe that?
I do. I think there is a mechanism in the brain, and it's some sort of self-preservation mechanism, survival mechanism, that your brain can rewrite your history and make it your new reality. I 100% believe that people can do that and do that.
Because I think that's what OJ did.
I think that's what he did too.
Right. Weird.
Yeah.
Weird. Hey, Trisha, did you cancel our Disney Plus
subscription? I'm going to. I think I'm going to.
Can you wait just a little bit?
Well, we're paid through the year.
Oh, we are?
Yeah.
Okay. Good. Because there is a trailer. There's something very cool coming out that I'll like, but you won't.
What is it?
It is a documentary about the Beach Boys.
Oh, yeah, I'm not interested in that.
And part of it previews the competition they had with the Beatles and vice versa. So Paul McCartney has always said that he gives Brian Wilson from the Beach Boys the credit for their Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Heart Club Band because they were trying to match Brian Wilson and the Beach Boys' Pet Sounds album, which is pretty cool if you think about it. I mean, you're not a fan of either one of them, but I am. And here is a little bit of the trailer. It starts streaming March the 24th.
We ended up, it's kind of like a rivalry.
The Beatles, bring them on. Here are the Beach Boys.
If one group didn't have the other, would their music actually be what it became?
Yes. Yes, it would have. It would have. I mean, just two incredibly talented groups of people doing cool stuff. So I'm super interested. The Beach Boys remind me of my dad.
Yeah.
Because he used to play that Pet Sounds album on, it was actually back then, it was on Reel to Reel.
Oh my gosh.
That's how he had an old player. But anyway, and I just remember that playing in the house all the time and my dad singing along with Help Me Rhonda and all those fun songs, which is funny for a guy from New York City to like beach music. You know what I mean? California.
Maybe that's why, because he was never around it.
Yeah. But anyway, that's going to be streaming on Disney and you're canceling at the end of the year.
Yeah, I'm not going to renew.
They want like $700 or something?
No. No, but it was a big jump, and it was too expensive for the fact that we never watch it.
Yeah.
I can't remember the last time I watched something.
I don't think there's
Disney
one
channel.
Thing on there that I do want to watch. Like I got Peacock for wrestling.
And that's all you need. As long as you have that for wrestling, that's all you need.
It's only like $5.
Peacock, I know, and you definitely didn't get the no ad version because there was actually a show I watched on it last weekend that it was just like watching regular live television, constant ads.
I think you're doing it wrong.
I was not doing it wrong. It's the version that you pay for.
I don't think you know how to watch TV.
Who are you talking to? Who are you talking to? I know how to watch TV, Sandy. I tried to be like, I'm fine. I'm granola. I'll watch the ads when I got my Hulu.
Yeah.
Absolutely not. Yeah, within 30 minutes, I was all, screw this.
Yeah, I'm out.
Upgraded in the middle of my show.
They got you.
They got me.
They got you. Stick around. We got more coming up. Trish, are you feeling competitive?
I am. You I think are. I am.
I am too.
Uh-oh. What do you think? This is going to be good.
Let's play our version of the Family Feud with the official Family Feud Platinum Edition questions and answers. Friends, another warning for you. What you're listening to are a couple of professionals.
Yeah, not for amateurs, the Platinum Edition.
It is not because it is not easy. It's a competition between Trisha and I. Trisha will be the contestant. I will be Mr. Steve Harvey. Let's play the feud. Trisha, name something a gardener would hate to be allergic to.
Would hate flowers? Felt like I should be more specific.
Trisha named something that some people seem to do nonstop.
Complain.
All right. Name something many politicians do that is wrong.
Lie.
Oh.
Lie.
Trisha, your fourth question in the Family Feud, the Sandy Show edition. Name something a divorced person does to get over an ex.
I mean, can I say sleep around?
You can say whatever
you
want.
I mean, yeah.
All right. Come slutty.
Yep.
Well, I know.
Easy.
Did not know that. Final question. When making a reservation, which famous person's name would you give to guarantee getting a good table?
Taylor Swift.
T-Swizzle. I think this was written before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I would go a little more classic name. It's a little new.
Like, I mean, give me like an era.
I would say from 1990 forward, like starting, you know.
1990.
I mean, she's a big deal, but just it's, her phenomenon is really.
It's too new.
Too new. Yes. I'm being kind. So give me an answer.
I understand. Oh, my God. I can't think of a single person. Oprah Winfrey.
All right. There we go. Let's add them up. Let's see how Trisha did here. Sleep around.
What I mean, what? What are they going
to? Question number one, name something a gardener would hate to be allergic to. Trisha said flowers. Number one answer.
Oh, that's right. Sure it is.
58 points. Other answers given. Bees, weeds, dirt, and grass.
I almost said dirt. Glad I didn't.
Question two, name something that some people seem to do nonstop. Trisha said complain. Judges are going to say okay. That falls under the category of talk.
Okay.
That's the number one answer for 68 points.
Wow, the judges, very generous today, judges.
Judges horny.
Oh. Oh, my God.
Oh. Question three. Name something many politicians...
Then I better get all number one answers.
Name something many politicians do that's wrong. Trisha went with they lie for a third consecutive number one in 54 points.
If all of a sudden I have all number ones and one of them's like 1,000 points, I'm going to know.
Other answers given. Badmouth their opposition. They jabber. They take bribes. And they give false promises. Trisha killing it. Question four, name something a divorced person does to get over an ex. Trisha went with sleep around. I'm sorry.
Is the judge going to allow that?
The judge is not going to allow that
one. Judge is very horny then.
Judge does have standards.
I don't think the judge does.
Answers given were work hard, buy a new car, party with friends, get drunk, and date/remarry.
That's just nothing, but the people who were surveyed were too embarrassed to say sleep around. Are you telling me I got a zero on that?
You got a zero there. Mm-hmm. Finally, when making a reservation for dinner, which famous person's name would you give to guarantee getting a good table? Trisha went with the Oprah.
The Big O.
Second, number two for 8 points.
Eight. Oprah only got 8 points.
George Clooney got 5. Julia Roberts. Donald Trump, and the number one was Brad Pitt.
Oh, Brad Pitt.
So how many you got?
188 points that's really the equivalent to like 4,000 points in the regular edition.
That's pretty darn good.
You're never gonna beat that.
Round two coming up. Trisha had a stellar performance in her version of The Feud. 188 points.
Yep.
It's gonna be tough to beat, but I'm gonna give it the old college try. Let's play The Feud.
All right, Sandy. Question number one. Give me a phrase containing the word hot.
Potato.
Hot potato, hot potato. Hot potato. Remember that jingle?
Sure do.
All right. Question number two. Where do you see a lot of people waiting for a ride?
At an airport.
At an airport. Un aeropuerto en español.
Sí, muy bien.
Mm-hmm. Question number three. Name something that little kids eat that leaves telltale evidence on their faces.
Ice cream.
Ice cream. Not a child alive that can eat ice cream without making a mess.
Nope.
Question number four. Name a food that you hope you got milk to go with.
A cookie.
A cookie.
Ice cream cookies. This is a great questions. Great.
Final question. Name someone from the Bible whose name begins with the letter M.
Moses.
Moses.
Not many of you know this, but I am a biblical scholar.
Oh, God. Because you were Catholic.
Because I'm a theologian.
A theologian. Here we go. You got your calculator?
I got to beat 188 points.
Yeah,
I need to say a quick prayer. Go.
Mr. Theologian.
Yeah.
Question number one. Give me a phrase containing the word hot. You said potato, not on the list.
What you're saying is I got a zero.
You got a big fat zero. The number six answer was that's hot.
Let's just read the top five. How about that?
Okay. Hot sauce, hot outside, some like it hot, hot dog, and number one, hot tamale.
Hot tamale, hot
candy.
Tamale.
Mm-hmm. Question number two, where do you see a lot of people waiting for a ride? Sandy said the airport. That was the number three top
number
answer
three.
For 9 points. The number five answer was the train or the subway, the street corner. Number two, amusement park. And number one, a bus stop.
No one rides the bus.
A lot of people ride the bus. Come Question on. Number three. Name something that little kids eat that leaves telltale evidence on their faces. You said ice cream. That's the number two answer.
Number two.
18 points.
Wow.
The number five was hot cocoa, followed by cookies, tomato sauce. Number one, chocolate candy?
I only have 27 points. Yeah. I got two questions to go.
If you'd said chocolate candy, you'd have gotten 55 points.
I didn't say that, though.
I know. Question number four, name a food that you hope you got milk to go with. You said cookies. Number two answer, 21 points.
Mm-hmm.
Number five answer was cake. Oh, that's weird. Number four, macaroni and cheese. I'm drinking milk with macaroni and cheese. Brownies, and the number one answer, cereal.
I need 140 points to tie.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't looking good.
Nope. Final question. Name someone from the Bible whose name begins with the letter M. The nuns would be happy with your answer, Sandy, which was the number one answer, Moses, but you only got 25 points.
That's not good.
No. The number five answer was Malachi, Mary, Mark, and Matthew.
83 points.
83. And what did I get?
188.
Yep, that's more.
Trish is the big winner.
Yes, I am.
The Sandy Show is brought to you by Our Bank. Transitioning to Our Bank is just a click away at www.r.bank. Member FDIC. Got an audio file for you coming up in just a second. Hey, thanks for listening. We appreciate it. My name's Sandy. Tell everybody what your name is.
Oh, my name's Trisha.
You can find us on Instagram at The Sandy Show Official.
This is your daily audio file.
All right. Do you want to hear the artificial intelligence version of the Beyonce song?
Yes, I definitely do.
Somebody made it, turned it into sound like Hank Williams Sr. And for those of you that may not know who Hank Williams Sr. is, old school country guy.
Old
like 40s,
school.
19, like 80 years ago. His son was Hank Williams Jr. And then there's Hank the Third and all that. But he's a legend in country music. He had a very unique sound. I was never a big fan, but this sounds exactly like him if he was singing Beyonce's song.
Well, this ain't Texas. Ain't no hold up. So lay your cards down, 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 down.
Okay, let me ask you this. Do I just like the technology or do I like the song?
I think you just like the idea of the technology that it's doing. That's nothing great.
Throw your cheese up.
I'm punching buttons on the radio dial in my car. I'm passing that one up.
Well, yeah, I don't think it was meant to do that. I don't think it was meant to be a radio
song. It just sounds
song.
Like some guy singing it who sounds like a little
Williams.
Bit like Hank
Maybe
Williams.
I'm just in love with the technology. Yeah, yeah. Makes me wonder. Hey, are you a Dr. Seuss fan?
I mean, yeah. I mean, a little cat in the hat, dabbler here and there.
I never got into Dr. Seuss.
I mean, I read it to our daughter when she was little. A little Hop on Pop. No, I'm not mad at that.
Well, here is the Dr. Seuss. If Dr. Seuss was sung like Blink-182.
One fish, two fish, red fish, blue fish, black fish, blue fish, old fish, new fish. Some are red and some are blue.
That's a YouTube
so
dude.
So aggressive with it.
That's a YouTube guy that just got way too much time on his hands.
That's funny.
I thought it was
I love
really,
that.
Really funny.
One fish,
two fish, three fish. And finally, Twisted Sister. They haven't done anything forever.
Forever.
And they never intended to get back together. But they might not be able to resist much longer. Dee Snider, the frontman, says he and the band members are having some very general discussions. Just in case an offer they can't refuse ever comes in. I'll tell you what, Dee, we're good.
I think we're fine.
Dee, we're good. You're good. We're good. Time and a place.
Stay home and rest.
No one, you know, don't, Dee, don't go out there and embarrass yourself. You know what I mean?
Right.
This was everything I hated about music when Twisted Sister was out.
Why? What do you mean?
Oh, the hair and the makeup and the glam.
Right,
and the
but it was so great to watch on MTV.
I hated it.
It was good on MTV.
I threw rocks at the television when Twisted Sister came on.
I'm not saying
I was like, what a bunch of wieners.
But you weren't even interested in the videos.
No, hated them. I hated them with their permed hair.
Oh, my gosh.
I was like, the big, just so gross. Rat, remember them?
Yeah.
Same
That's
Poison.
That's different, though. Twisted Sister's hair was different than, like, Rat and Poison.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It was lame. That's what it was.
Super
their hair was lame. But I thought... Thanks, D. We're good.
We're good. We're fine.
You guys don't need it. We don't need any more Twisted Sister in our life. That's for sure. So, hey, if you're a Twisted Sister fan, you're not my people. I'm sorry.
We can't be friends.
We can't. We could never be friends. If you came up to me and told me you were a Twisted Sister fan, I would walk away.
To turn and I'll walk away.
Absolutely.
Backflip away? Remember that meme?
Stick around. We got more coming up. Trisha's got the story we love in just a second. And I'm going to take just 10 seconds real quick here. And because I don't want to be those parents, but our daughter got a big award at school yesterday that we're super duper proud of her for. It was not one of those everybody gets a trophy awards.
No, not at all.
It was a really cool award that she got, and it was a big, big deal at her school.
It was a big deal, and the fact that I didn't weep during the ceremony is amazing.
It was super cool. So shout out to Senora Blanton.
Oh, we love you, Senora Blanton.
That's our daughter's Spanish teacher. And congratulations to the Fuzz. You're doing stuff right.
The stories we love.
All right. Does anybody remember this theme song from a show in the 90s?
Let me listen. Late night? Oh, I had to watch this through the scramble on cable.
Really? I mean, big show in the 90s.
Was mainstream?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's not what I was thinking.
Oh, God, now I got your thing. You're dirty. It's Melrose Place.
Yeah.
Melrose Place is coming back with some of the original stars. Heather Locklear coming back as Amanda. Laura Layton coming back as Sydney. And Daphne Zuniga coming back as Joe. No word if any other originals are going to join in, but one of them can only appear in flashbacks because somebody is going to die.
Oh, really?
So the official summary of what's going to happen is when one of their dearest friends dies suddenly, the OG residents of Melrose Place gather to honor the deceased. But, dun, 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 the pressure cooker of a reunion soon uncovers old traumas, rekindles old romances, reignites old resentments, and reveals new secrets, throwing our characters into chaotic drama that's reminiscent of the past, but with a much more modern perspective.
That used to come on after 90210, right?
I was right around there. Same kind of popularity. Might have been the same night. Yeah, I don't know.
The only reason I watched that is because my neighbor in my apartment was cute. Her name was Shelly.
Yeah.
And she invited me over to watch it once. And I thought, I'll watch a little TV, see what happens. You know what I'm saying? And so I started watching. Then I started really liking it. The show.
You watched it on your own.
Yeah. And then she quit inviting me over. And I just kept watching it. I was like, I kind of like this Heather Locklear. That Andrew Shue guy's kind of a wiener.
Yeah. He's a little wiener like.
Yeah, he was, wasn't he?
Yeah. He was not my favorite.
Yeah. But wasn't Courtney Thorne something?
Yeah.
And she was. Wow.
Mm-hmm. But Heather Locklear's character, Amanda, she was the spitfire on the show.
Oh, she
but
was.
But you never knew what Sydney was going to do. Laura
Lee. Oh, Sydney was the crazy one.
The red hair.
Yeah, she's crazy. Didn't she light something on fire once?
I think she did.
She burned that apartment building down.
Isn't it crazy that you remember the drama from a show from the 90s?
Yeah, that wasn't targeted at me.
No, not at all.
It was
but
for
it's
girls.
Coming back. But here's what's weird. There was a reboot on the CW in 2009. It did feature younger cast, but also some of the original stars, but it only lasted for one season. So I don't know now why they're like, you know what? We're going to try this again.
You know that Heather Locklear, she liked the bad boy rock and rollers.
Yeah. Tommy Lee.
And then she was with someone else, one of the other rock and roll guys. I've never seen that going, wow.
Another rock and roll guy?
I think she was a rock and roll. Yeah. She was with Tommy Lee and then another rock and roll guy, I think. And then I don't know what. How are you looking it up right now?
Yeah, I'm looking it up. Heather
remember
Locklear.
Remember that poster of Heather Locklear?
Lovers.
Every guy my age remembers that poster in the pink bikini. I promise you that.
It's right up there with
the poster.
The poster.
The old school poster.
What was the place in the mall?
Spencer's.
Spencer's Gifts. Yeah, I bet they're still around.
I had to slide in there when my mother wasn't looking.
They did have some things
in the back.
Like, you're just looking around. You're just wanting a cool poster for your wall. And they're like,
well, my goodness.
Well, I don't know what that's for.
That girl spilt beer on her undershirt.
Feels weird to look at that. I don't see any other. Richie Sambora
from Bon Jovi.
Yes.
Was it
Tommy Lee?
Yeah, she was with...
No, Tommy Lee was Pam Anderson.
Before.
Really? Yeah. So clearly Tommy Lee
had
a type.
He went from Heather Locklear to Pamela
Anderson. I mean, it's kind of the same person, right?
No.
Blonde Bombshells?
I think, well, I mean, first of all, Pamela's Canadian.
So. Oh, well, there you go. I'm sorry, my bad.
I just think she was a little trashier. I think Heather was a little classier.
Do different things with one than you could the other.
Well, one's an after midnight girl.
You know what I mean?
One you bring home to mom. Heather, you bring home to mom. Pam, you don't bring home to mom.
Heather Locklear, you bring home to mom.
Oh,
my
absolutely.
God, who are you bringing home to mom?
She looked like a business executive.